And say your first name, please.
Tiago.
Gosh, they love you. Oh my gosh. Do I not say this every time I see you? I start out with the compliments. It's a good thing you're married. And it's like, I can't stop complimenting you. It has to do with your vibration. You know, it has to go do with your kind heart. Oh my gosh. I say this every time because it's true every time. Okay, so let me give you a message. One moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Tiago.
And say it one more time.
Tiago.
Gosh. Okay, so when I'm attuning to you, I've got like piercing, I almost want to say it's painful, but it's not in my crown chakra. And it has to do with you. It's your energies that you're receiving. So one moment, please. And say your name one more time.
Tiago.
And say it one more time.
Tiago.
And say it one more time.
Tiago.
It's okay for you to dream bigger. It's so funny because my whole thing was don't worry about the outside, take care of the inside. But when I tune into you, you have already passed a lot of promotions, spiritually speaking, you have already passed. It's kind of like check, check, check. And so it's for you to now, and say your name one more time.
Tiago.
And say it one more time.
Tiago.
Place on the heart what it is that you want next. Place on the heart what it is that you can envision or see bringing you joy, bringing you wealth of opportunity. And say your name one more time.
Tiago.
And say it one more time.
Tiago.
You have already done the work. It's almost like you have really done all the spiritual work, that you've got like a spiritual bank account, like you've got the golden coins on a spiritual basis sitting in your bank account. And so now it's almost like what you press upon it energetically, you decide. It's like gold, where your intention presses on it, that then creates I don't know what dimension, but I just see it creating on a dimension lighter than our physicality, and then bringing it into form. And say your name one more time.
Tiago.
And say it one more time.
Tiago.
You can have it. I don't know what it is, but you can have it. You can have it. Permit yourself to envision. Permit yourself to expand your visionary capacity for what would make you delighted, happy, sing a song, have something to look forward to when you arise each morning. You know, maybe it's a charity thing, maybe it's a larger house. It really could be anything from A to Z. And say your name one more time.
Tiago.
And say it one more time.
Tiago.
You have a tendency to want good for others. It's okay to receive for yourself. And say your name one more time.
Tiago.
And say it one more time.
Tiago.
As you receive for yourself, you prove to others their worth. Because you're them. Then we're going to give my example, and then you can go, because I know you got to go. But so every time I learn, every time I grow, every time I can hold a higher frequency, every time I can hold a higher attunement, every time I can let go of my old disease consciousness, I bring up the world. Literally, I bring up the world. The world's me. I'm the world. So I'm not being selfish by desiring more, to understand the gifts of heaven more, to understand that I'm never separate from abundance. But by me claiming my abundance and demonstrating my abundance and proving my abundance, I lift up everyone else and I make it that much more attainable for everybody else. So go after it. It's waiting for you. You literally have the spiritual bank account waiting to be spent. That's all I can say to you. Okay, you're welcome. Okay, one more and then you guys can go. Yeah, you. You're looking around. How can we help you?
Just a message.
Okay. And say your first name.
Helen.
Okay, one moment, please. Yeah, you're, gosh, you guys are just two peas in a pod. You did something extraordinary in, I think it's your last lifetime, it could be the one before, but extraordinary, extraordinary. It almost feels like a social revolution, you know, where you basically, the queen said no, and you said, I'll see what I can do about that. And so somehow you used your strength. I'm guessing this is in England, because I feel like you had backers in, I'm going to make up the words because I don't know for sure, but like you had backers in Parliament, or you had backers in, you were in high society. So you had a desire, you had a thought, and you pressed upon, interesting, you pressed upon your desire onto those, they're saying you had the ear of very influential people. And so you were, and that's why you incarnated, I'm getting the chills when I'm saying this, that's why you incarnated in just the right spot to kind of be a nobility that you can kind of walk amongst those that were influential. Because you had like the, oh God, the energy here. You had the golden heart, and you were able to affect change because you got enough people that were able to basically make something happen, but it was all your idea. You didn't get credit for it. You just kind of planned it. You went to dinner parties. You did all the right things. You even did a little bit of flirting to get the job done. You did a lot of flirting. sorry, I don't know who you were married to at the time, but you know, oh well. but it's because here's the thing, you know, all the judgment stuff. You were serving. Like a higher boss. I don't know how to say this, but you were serving social revolution is what you were doing. And by you getting the right people to agree with you, you changed the lives of tens of thousands. The lives of tens of thousands. So you're going to be protected. I don't know what it is, but nothing can happen to you, really. Nothing. I mean, you can get a cold or whatever, but nothing's going to happen to you because you've got, talk about a spiritual bank account. You really saved, I don't know what it was, but you saved like hundreds of thousands of people. You really did change their existence. And here's what they want to share to you. See the chills. You affected them, but understand you also affected their children and their children's children. I mean, so when you think about the impact that you had, the chills are just like, I'm a fountain here. Enormous. So let me see if there's anything I can tell you about right now. And say your name again, please.
Alona.
And say it one more time.
Alona.
Choose to be that strong woman again. Choose to be that strong woman. And say, I get it now. And say your name one more time, please.
Alone.
And say it one more time.
Alone.
You've got strength that you don't realize. It's time to use it. You've got strength you don't realize. You just think, oh, I'm just an average woman walking down the street. Hardly. And say your name one more time.
Alone.
And say it one more time. So you don't, they're like, don't scare her. You don't have to go out tomorrow and, you know, show up at Trump Towers or anything. So it's not about like you got to do something tomorrow. It's just about understanding that when something comes on your heart that is meaningful to you, or that you want to get involved in, or that you need to create for yourself on a personal level, understand the kind of strength that you're working with. And that's the reason they brought that lifetime forward for you. Okay, you're so welcome. Okay, lots of love. Okay, and that gives us more space. Okay, so let's do this.